a nice presentation. I have a friendly disposition, but I'm forgetful, though I tend to forget only important things. Several mornings ago, I was lying in my bed listening to a sound of leisurely hammering coming from a nearby building. For some reason, it made me think of spring, which it is. Listening, I heard also a man and woman talking together. I couldn't hear very well, but it seemed they were discussing the work that was being done. This made me smile. They sounded like good and dear people. And I was slipping back into dreams when the phone rang. No one was there. Some of these are perhaps people having to do with anything in the world. I wish to go away on a dark night, to leave people and the rain behind, but I'm too caught up in my own selfish thoughts and desires for this. For it to happen, I would have to be asleep and already started on my voyage of self-discovery around the world. One is certain then to meet many people and to hear many strange things being said. I like this, in a way, but wish it would stop, as the unexpectedness of it conflicts with my desire to revolve in a constant, deliberate motion, to drink tea from a samovar, to use chopsticks in the land of the Asiatics, to be stung by the sun's bees and have it not matter. Most things don't matter, but an old woman of my acquaintance is always predicting doom and gloom, and her prophecies matter, though they may never be fulfilled. That's one reason I don't worry too much, but I like to tell her she is right but also wrong, because what she says won't happen. Yet how can I or anyone know this? For the seasons do come round in leisurely fashion, and one takes a pinch of something from each, according to one's desires and what it leaves behind. Not long ago I was in a quandary about this, but now it's too late. The evening comes on, and the aspens leaven its stars. It's all about this observatory, a shout fills.